But first, American politics abroad. Violent protests at U.S. diplomatic missions around the world have thrust foreign policy onto center stage for election 2012. The deadly strike on the U.S. consulate in Libya and growing outrage over a film that insults the Prophet Muhammad are reminders that the President of the United States has more to deal with than American jobs and the economy, and that the whole world is watching. We wanted to get some international perspective on election 2012, so we called Foreign Policy Associate Editor Josh Keating. Josh, great to have you on Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me.
So I'm not sure how many Americans could tell you who's in power outside of the U.S., but people around the world do have opinions on GOP nominee Mitt Romney and incumbent President Barack Obama. Let's start here with the Western European allies, Britain, France, Germany. Which candidate are they favoring?
I think it's pretty clear they're probably still favoring President Obama. There was a recent poll by YouGov, a polling firm in the U.K., Britain, France, and Germany, and found only 1 in 20 people had a positive view of Romney, and numbers were similarly bad across Europe, the Middle East, and North Africa and China. Romney, to the extent he's only kind of come into come to the attention of international audiences pretty recently, but they haven't really liked what they've seen so far.
Wouldn't a lot of Republicans use that as a selling point? You know, Obama, big in socialist Europe. I mean, does wider world opinion have any influence on American voters?
Yes, and I think, we've seen that line of attack from Romney from the beginning. Actually, in his original speech in Massachusetts where he announced his candidacy, he used the word European several times to describe President Obama's policies, both in terms of national security views and kind of connoting big government socialist welfare ideas. So I think that that's been a kind of line of attack they've used, trying to make the case that, Barack Obama cares more about his approval abroad than he does about, pursuing kind of traditional American policies. And I think we saw quite a bit of that at the convention as well.
Mm. To what degree has Romney tarnished his own popularity overseas during his, pretty rocky summer trip and other foreign policy statements he's made on the campaign trail?
Yes, well, it's interesting. I think President Obama kind of changed the rules a little bit in 2008 when he made his trip to Europe and gave that very famous speech in Berlin in front of a huge crowd and what was, in effect, a campaign rally conducted on foreign soil that had never there wasn't really much precedent for that at the time, and it's sort of interesting that now it seemed completely natural this year when Romney did the same thing. Given that the line of attack was that that President Obama has thrown U.S. allies under the bus, the fact that Romney didn't even get it through a trip to Britain without making some embarrassing errors didn't really reflect well on him. And then he also made some controversial comments when he was in the Middle East, blaming Arab culture for the fact that Palestine has had less economic success than Israel. And it was a bit of a rocky trip, and I think that certainly didn't help the perception of Romney in Europe, where despite falling popularity a bit, the president still remains fairly popular.
I'm wondering about Romney and Obama's numbers, respective numbers in the Arab world, especially now. Protests throughout the Arab world over this very roughly made anti-Islam video are front and center. Your numbers, of course, are based on polls conducted before all of this. So can we get a snapshot of the opinion of the candidates in the Arab world?
Well, very interestingly, there was a Gallup poll a Brookings Institution poll conducted last May, which found that 73% of Egyptians said they preferred Mitt Romney and only 25% chose Obama. The interpretation that the pollsters had of this, and one that seems reasonable, is that many Egyptians at that point didn't really know much about Mitt Romney, and what that really reflects is sort of growing disappointment with Obama and a sense that, despite a lot of the early rhetoric and the very widely covered speech he made in Cairo right after coming into office, that not much has changed, and there's been a lot of disappointment with the Obama administration in the Muslim world. And I think what we're seeing there is that frustration rather than any particular support for Mitt Romney.
And similar low numbers in Pakistan, where, of course, drone strikes have, let's say, colored the opinion of many Pakistanis against President Obama. But, you know, we're kind of focusing on the new guy. What does low opinion in the Arab world in North Africa have to say about President Obama's standing?
Well, you know, I think that there was, you know, as I mentioned early in his presidency, a sense that things were really going to change with Obama and that this was going to be a departure from the Bush administration. And I think that, you know, the fact that there, you know, both the drone strikes and the continued U.S. support for Israel has, you know, led to a lot of kind of disappointment in Obama and also the kind of, you know, early hesitance to support the Arab Spring protests. That's not universal. It differs from country to country. Actually, in Libya, where some of the worst violence happened last week, the support for the U.S. policy seems to be a lot higher since the U.S. played a kind of key role in the NATO mission that led to the overthrow of Gaddafi. So it's hard to say there's a universal opinion in the Muslim world, but I'd say overall it's sort of a lot less positive than it was in 2008 when he first came into office.
Well, candidate Romney's statements after the attacks on U.S. embassies were sharply criticized for politicizing a tragedy, though now some publicans are rallying around him. Did his response get any play outside of the U.S. news cycle?
You know, I think it was mostly calibrated for the U.S. news cycle and to make this sort of repeated point that the Romney campaign is focused on, that the president's leadership is weak, that they, you know, there's been this kind of vacillating, unsure response. They've really seized on this line, leading from behind, that one White House staffer used a year ago, and has kind of become a real Republican talking point. So I think that that's really the point they're trying to make in jumping in so quickly to this story. But it's you know, it really didn't kind of play the way they wanted to, and it sort of blew up in their face very quickly.
Josh Keating, I want to thank you for your time and for filling us in.
Thank you.
Joshua Keating is associate editor at Foreign Policy. You can read more about how Romney and Obama are faring in foreign polls at wordofmouthradio.org.